two candidates, two very different records.
I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week.
The choice couldn't be any clearer. A president who stands for justice, or a man who has only ever stood for himself.
The Washington Post endorses Vindman as an impressive choice for Congress. He'll take on MAGA to protect abortion rights and make sure the democracy that started right here in Virginia stands strong for generations to come. Vindman, the right choice for Congress.
He called the survivor of a gang rape a constant liar and said that a 30-year sentence for possessing child pornography was overkill. Tell Wimberger to start supporting rights for survivors.
It's a game to John Cato. Cato's been called, quote, Washington's Pac-Man for all the special interest money he's been gobbling up, earning a top score in Congress for taking special interest cash. Cato's winning for his wealthy donors.
Judge Girard has 22 years of experience in the courts. He has presided over thousands of criminal and civil cases, including the most serious felony trial.
Times are tough. Not only for those without health insurance, but also for the majority of people who get their health coverage through their employers. Here are the facts. 92% pay a share of the premium costs. 96% have copays for doctor visits. 80% pay deductibles.
Jason Lewis sure has a lot to say about women. He actually said women who care about birth control are brainless.
David McDermott has the experience and values to be our next state representative. He's a family man who knows we need a fresh perspective to solve our education problems rather than keeping the status quo.
It cost her an election, made her the target of millions in attack ads from special interests. But Ann Kirkpatrick did what few in Washington do. She put us first, voting to give every Arizonan access to quality, affordable health care, calling it the proudest vote she ever cast.
Our troops deserve a whole lot better than a traitor like Trump.